Hello, this is Sam Brock from Out Ironwood Camp sharing a 5 and 5 on the topic overwhelmed. This topic this past summer was probably the one subject that got more interest and more conversation going than any of the other ones that I've done in the last several months. We started off with a simple question: how does God use overwhelm to grow us? We kind of started thinking about it and we realized that actually overwhelmed is one of these things that God could be using very much as a spiritual tool to get our attention, to get us to pay attention that we can't do it on our own, that we need help from God. Overwhelmed is one of these things that kind of turns your head, grabs a hold and says, okay, who are you looking to help you? And so many times we're looking at ourselves and what we can do. We're trusting in our own strength. So here we go, 5 and 5 on the topic of overwhelmed. First of all, evaluate your sleep and eating habits. Food and rest provide energy to work and think, and everything is going to shut down if you don't get enough of these things. Sometimes we get going so fast, doing so many things, that we don't have enough time to eat or drink or even take care of our body. Before you know it, you are to the point where there are things that shouldn't overwhelm you, but honestly, because you haven't gotten enough sleep, you are overwhelmed. So evaluate your sleep and eating habits, number one. Number two, take the next step in sequence. Figure out what the next small thing is that you need to do. You may have knowledge of all the various things that need to happen. You may have a whole pile of things. Okay, this is what needs to get done. But break it down to a small enough kind of bite, to a small enough step that you could do it in the next hour. If you are breaking it down to, okay, this is what needs to happen today, too much. This is what needs to happen, you know, after lunch until dinner, too much. You need to break it down. What can I do this hour? Number one, evaluate your sleeping and eating habits. Number two, the next step in sequence. Number three, Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." God is bigger than whatever is overwhelming, and we need to look to Him for our help and rest in the knowledge that He knows our limits. He knows how much we can handle. I love that psalm because Psalm 46 just deals with all of this, these big things that are going wrong, and then it contrasts with what it's like to live with God, and it contrasts, you know, everything, wars and nature going all awry, and then it contrasts a very tranquil place that would be with God. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And then the next few phrases talk about how He's bigger than creation. He's bigger than any person. He's our help. He's our refuge. And so we need to just rest in that. Number four, learn from it. What could I do or train or change or limit next time so that this doesn't happen again? Some things are caused by an act of God, and we're actually overwhelmed by an act of God, something that we didn't do. But sometimes our own decisions are the cause of our hardship. So we need to pay attention to, what do I learn from this? Your energy is changing. Your abilities are changing. It seems like we kind of get things figured out, and then it never stays the same. So we're constantly learning. What can I handle? What is a better way to do this? So number one, evaluate your sleep and eating habits. Number two, the next step in sequence. Number three, be still and know that I am God. Number four, learn from it. And then number five, guard your responses. This is a time of testing and spiritual war. We've got to work hard to respond in a way that shows that we love God and that we love others. We've got to think about what we say. Look again at what we're writing. Make sure that that text, that email that you're about to shoot out is something that shows the love of God as you love one another. Take a moment to just pause and then react biblically. Sometimes that overwhelm, the things are happening so fast, they're just coming at us, boom, 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 and it's wanting to make us react in such a way that would not be according to what the Bible has for us. There's a few final thoughts here that are just kind of make this practical. I encourage people to take 10 minutes to do something kind for someone else. When you're in the midst of like being totally overwhelmed, you're thinking about all these things and the way they affect you. Take 10 minutes out of your day, out of that moment, to just say, you know what, I'm just going to do a simple, kind thing for another person. I find that really helps me out. It might not seem like it, but another thing is that people begin to stop sharing with a person who's overwhelmed. So you know that person who's always in a hurry, always overwhelmed, there's always more than what they can handle. We kind of just kind of back off, and it's like it's a ticking time bomb, you know, like I'm just going to step away from this. I'm not sure what's about to happen, but I don't want to add anything more to that situation. So it really is one of those things that we need to not be overwhelmed all the time. Another little thought here is don't be a martyr. Being overwhelmed shouldn't be a permanent state of being. And then ask, you know, what is God teaching me? All the way from the beginning there, that first question, does God use overwhelmed as a tool? I think he does. I think he wants to show us that we can't do it all on our own. So at times, no matter how organized we are and how much strength we have, he's going to throw things at us that overwhelm us. And that's so that we will look to him to trust in him. That's 5 and 5. Thanks for listening.